Good morning. So we pray, have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us, not only the one who speak, but those who hear. Open our eyes that we can see the thing that is written in the law and in the gospel, and so that we understand your will, and help us not only be able to understand, but help us to be able to be a doer of your word, so that indeed we'll be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, in this first chapter, Paul talk about two things. Put it side by side. First of all, he talked about the righteousness of God, and then he talked about the wrath of God. So I pray that we be able to understand what he's talking about. I put the righteousness of God in the right-hand side, and then the wrath of God on the left-hand side. So what's the reason why Paul put his two attributes side by side? Yeah. First of all, he talked about the righteousness from God, and then he talked about the wrath from God. Let's talk about the righteousness from God first. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16 to 17, and tell us the what happened if you receive the righteousness from God. If you receive the righteousness from God, that means you receive the salvation. Anyone who has the righteousness from God, anyone has the salvation from God. So this is good stuff. And then let me read that to you. Romans 1, 16 to 17. And then the wrath of God is 1, 18 to the end of it. I think it's 27, isn't it? 32. Okay, let's take a look at the righteousness from God. And did you find out that the righteousness from God is supposed to be good stuff? When you receive the righteousness from God, that means you receive the salvation from God. And how come Paul saying that, I am not ashamed of the gospel? Why should you be ashamed? You know, getting the righteousness from God, getting the salvation from God is good stuff. You know? And the reason why Paul saying that, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jews, then for the Gentile. And then verse 17, for in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I go back to explain verse 16. What is the reason why Paul saying that I am not ashamed of the gospel? Because what he is telling us is different from what the tradition of the Jewish people believe. Let's turn to, I want you to write beside ashamed. You write down Romans chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Brother and sister, I would like to encourage you, don't just listen to what I have to say. Go home and study the entire 16th chapter I know that when you study, you may not understand, but don't worry. One of these days, you will understand. Right after I explain to you and you study yourself, you will be able to absorb it. Brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. Paul praying for the Israelites, praying that they may be saved. Remember what I just said? When you receive the righteousness from God, you receive the salvation from God, right? So he prayed for the Israelites so that the Israelites will be saved. Okay? Verse 2. For I can testify about the Israelites, that the Israelites are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Their zeal is not based on the biblical knowledge. Their zeal is not based upon the truth. Their zeal is not based upon scripture, God's word, Bible. No, they base upon their own understanding. Verse 3, since they do not know the righteousness that come from God, righteousness come from God is the righteousness of God. Righteousness that come from God, do me a favor, right beside that, you write down Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. That's the righteousness from God. They do not know the righteousness that come from God. And then they sought to establish their own righteousness. They did not submit to God's righteousness. They thought they can receive the righteousness through observing the law, through being an Old Testament Christian. No, you cannot receive the righteousness from God by observing the law. You can only receive the righteousness from God by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 4, chapter 10, Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. When Paul saying that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, in other words, what I'm telling you is different from what you have been used to be hearing from the rabbi, from the teacher of the law. They teach falsehood. They don't tell you the truth. You understand what I'm trying to say? The majority of the Jewish people until now, they still do not believe that by believing in Jesus Christ, you receive the righteousness from God. They still don't believe in it. Brother and sister, it's not because a lot of people believe in it, then you go and believe in it. You got to study yourself why you believe what you believe. You got to know it. When Paul is teaching you something that everybody is teaching, he don't have to say, I'm not ashamed of it because I'm telling you what you used to know. I'm not telling you any new stuff. You understand what I'm trying to say, Moses? When Paul telling us something that the Jewish people go to synagogue every Sabbath day, every Saturday, they hear that if you observe the law of Moses, you will receive the righteousness from God, right? That's why they offer sacrifice. That's why they do all this kind of stuff. You remember that? That's why they do circumcision, right? But Paul saying that all that you are doing are no good. You don't get salvation for that. Because Christ is the end of the law. When you believe in Christ, you don't have to do all this kind of stuff. But because of that means Paul is more or less like eradicate all their belief. That's why they try to persecute him and kill him. You understand what I'm trying to say? Brother and sister, make sure when you hear something, it's the first time for you to hear. When you hear something you never heard before, you better check it out. Because there is a possibility that fellow telling you the truth, or there's another possibility he telling you a lie. Okay? Now I want to go back to hear what Paul's saying about this kind of stuff. Will you please do me a favor? Go to Galatians. Galatians is after 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul saying that, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are returning to a different gospel. Brother and sister, gospel is only one gospel. They thought that they don't have to listen to Paul. They listen to another preacher. They go to believe in another gospel, a different gospel. Verse 7. Different gospel is not really a gospel. Different gospel is no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. Do you remember what I said last week? I talked about gospel using three phases to describe the gospel. The gospel of God, the gospel of Christ, and the gospel of your what? Salvation. If you're talking about any other thing, that's not the gospel of your salvation. Because Christ, the end of the law, Christ, the one who saved your soul, man. Don't listen to any other garbage, okay? Say that one more time with me. Gospel of God, gospel of Christ, and that is the gospel of your salvation. Now go back. In verse 7, different gospel is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. In other words, nowadays, just like in the past there's false prophet. Now, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, there are false teachers. Some people will tell you a different gospel, other than the gospel of God, gospel of Christ, the gospel of your salvation. Now go back. Romans chapter 1 verse 16 to 17. I am not ashamed of the gospel of God, gospel of Christ, the gospel of your salvation. This is the gospel he's not ashamed. Although this is new to the audience, but this is the truth. Because the gospel of God, gospel of Christ, gospel of your salvation is the power of God for the salvations of everyone who believe. Believe in what? Believe that right beside believe, you write down 1:3 and 1:4. Regarding God's Son, who as to his human nature was the descendant of David. Believe that God's Son is a son of man. Also believe that God's Son is a son of God by his resurrection from the dead. That is what we believe. I believe that Jesus has two nature. One is human nature, and then another is divine nature. As to his human nature, Jesus is the son of David. He's the son of man. As to his divine nature, Jesus is son of God. And that's why at the end of his life, for Apostle John, he write down, God commands to you is to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Then you have salvation. Does it make sense? So all this preacher that has the authority to write the Bible, all this preacher, a good preacher, sent from God to us and tell us the good news. So we got to stick to this kind of biblical teaching. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone. In other words, I'm glad that he said for everyone and then say who believe. Salvation cannot save everyone. Salvation can only save those who believe. Don't ever think that the salvation is for everyone. If salvation is for everyone, I don't need to preach the gospel because you have the salvation already.
The reason why I need to preach the gospel for those who believe, you write that down, 10:17. Faith comes from the hearing of the message of Christ. In other words, I have to hear that Jesus Christ is the center of my belief, and then I have salvation. You know, if you hear anything other than that, you have seal, but you don't have true knowledge. Your belief has to be rested upon on the knowledge of God, rest upon God's word. Okay? Salvation is for everyone who believe, first for the Jews, then for the Gentile. So that settled the argument. Then some people say, how come God is so good to the Jewish people? And give him the salvation first. I tell you one reason, and then see whether you agree with me. As far as Chinese is concerned, look at my daughter. She can hardly read Chinese. She was born in a Chinese family. And you think her first language is Chinese? Wesley, is your first language Chinese or your first language is English? English, okay? I heard that you say that your first language is Chinese. If your first language is Chinese, supposed to read Chinese, you don't read Chinese, right? For the Chinese people who come from Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, China, to Canada, just like Joyce, she doesn't know how to read Chinese. And how can it be your first language? If the Old Testament was written in Chinese, we will be in deep trouble. Because then Joyce doesn't know how to read it. But you know what? The Jewish people, the nation of Israel has been destroyed in 586 BC. Now is over close to 2,600 years. Until now, you talk to some Jewish people, you ask him, you speak very good English in US, in Canada, do you speak Hebrew? They say to you, they speak Hebrew and they read Hebrew. Can you imagine if the Bible was written in Hebrew and then the people doesn't understand the Hebrew, how can he preach the gospel to me? There's only one nation is like that. Doesn't care how many generations after the country was destroyed, they still speak their own language. You know what? They are so rich, they have their own school. They call Hebrew school. They don't need to study the public school. They study the Hebrew school, and they're better than you. They go to MIT, they go to California Institute of Technology. They go to the Harvard University, okay? They could go to a top-notch university. You try to open up a Chinese school, they're not going anywhere. You understand? Can you see that? The gospel, first to the Jews, then for the Gentile. I thank God for that. Okay? Now go back. Verse 17. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. In other words, in the gospel, I can see God's righteousness because he revealed it to me. If he didn't reveal it to me, I won't be able to see it. But in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith, from first to last. Now let's take a look at that. What does he mean by in the gospel? Okay? Does that mean in the gospel is the New Testament? No! Right beside in the gospel. You write down 1, 2. The gospel He promised beforehand through his prophet in the Holy Scripture. In other words, the gospel that Paul talked about is not the New Testament. The gospel he talked about is in the Old Testament. Well, I'll take a look at that. Then I don't know that gospel is in the Old Testament. Did anyone question hear that the gospel in the Old Testament? Turn to 15th chapter of Genesis. Is it Pastor John? Isn't it Genesis is the first book of the law of Moses? Because Moses written five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, right? Brother and sister, listen to me very carefully. In the Genesis was written by Moses, but Genesis described who? Described Adam and Eve and all the way to who? To Joseph. Where's Moses? Moses not there yet. So in other words, Genesis, although it's in the law, but it's before the law. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Genesis is part of the law, so-called the first five law of Moses, right? But it's not in the law. Because at that time, do you remember what the Bible say? 1:17 Gospel of John. The law come from Moses. The truth and the grace come from Jesus. Law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Genesis was written by Moses, but at that time, the Israelite hasn't even received the law yet. So that Genesis is the gospel. You understand? Now take a look at that. So you write down in the gospel, chapter 1 verse 17, right beside in the gospel, you write down chapter 15 verse 6. Abraham believed the Lord because the Lord said to him, look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Your offspring will be as numerous as the star in the sky. And Abram believed the Lord, although he didn't even have one child yet. So God said, you believe in the incredible stuff? So God credited to his faith, to him, as righteousness. I say, I give you a credit. You are supposed to be a sinner, but now I call you, you're a righteous man. Did he do anything? No! He didn't even observe the law. We don't even have the law yet. You understand? So that is the gospel. I tell you, you remember what 17 say? For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. So righteousness of God is not only revealed in Genesis chapter 15 verse 6. Abraham received the righteousness from God. I talk about another prophet. Okay, by the way, Abraham is a prophet. Remember I told you, right? Now, I tell you another prophet also received righteousness from God. Turn to Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 4. See, he is puffed up. The Babylonian puffed up. His desire are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith. Listen to me. In Habakkuk, is written by the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk is right after Lord Moses, right? And then God say, the righteous will live by his faith, not by observing the law. You understand? Will you do me a favor? You write down In the gospel, you write down Genesis 15:6, and then you write down Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Although it is in the Old Testament, but in fact, it is a good news in the gospel. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. How it revealed? At least revealed in two places. First in Genesis, then in Habakkuk. That is from first, and that is from last. That is from faith, that's to faith. From faith to faith. Nowhere in the Bible that God say, you will receive my righteousness by observing the law that you can do it. Because if you want to rely upon observing the law, you got to observe the law 100%. But it is by faith, you don't need to observe the law by 100%, because by grace, I forgive your sin. That is good news. Right? Is it right? Yeah, you knock your head, eh? That's right. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. Right beside reveal, you write that down. Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things we will belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the word of His law. If what is hidden, that belongs to the Lord. If it has been revealed, it belongs to us and to our children also forever, so that we may follow it and obey. I also want you to write that down. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. The first one who revealed the matter is Jesus Christ. He's the King of all kings. Later on, is the one who reigned with Jesus together. He's the one who searched out a matter. That's the glory of kings. Belongs to you and belongs to us. Third thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 and 2. When I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you. I want you to cancel the word, testimony about God. I want you to use the footnotes. When I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you God's mystery. It is the glory of God that who concealed the matter. It is the glory of kings to search out the matter, explain it, and explain it clearly. If you can explain the scripture clearly and do it, you're going to reign with Jesus, because that's the glory He gave it to you ahead of time. Verse 2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, and Him crucified. That's He talked about throughout the New Testament. Okay? Because by believing in Jesus is the Christ, and by believing that Him crucified, you have the righteousness from God. You have received the salvation from God. Now go back. Romans 1:17. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed throughout the entire Old Testament and New Testament. And then we found out that a righteousness from God That is not by observing the law. That is by faith in Jesus Christ. From first, Abraham is the first one. And to the last, to anyone who believe in the gospel. That's why the righteousness from God, look at the footnotes, the righteousness from God is from faith to faith. Nowhere does it say by observing the law. It's from faith to faith. I write beside from faith to faith. I want you to write that down. One key word to help you to understand so that no one throw you into confusion. From faith to faith, you write down 1:5. Why are you saying 1:5? Right beside. Through him, through Jesus Christ, and for his name's sake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all Gentiles, to call people to what? To call people to the obedience that comes from faith. Circle the word faith. You write down from faith to faith. Brother and sister, if you can obey God's word, that's not by work. That is faith. Because you know that he's going to bless you. That's why I believe his blessing. I'm going to do it. God calls us to the obedience. That obedience comes from faith. That's why it's from faith to faith. And a lot of people, they say, I don't need to obey God. You know what, man? Because the Bible says from faith to faith. I just believe in God, but I don't do anything. Now, he comes to explain. Remember I say, God righteousness versus God wrath, right? Now I talk about God wrath. Then, you understand what I'm trying to say? Everything falls into places. No one can throw into confusion. You know what? You know why people throw into confusion? Because you yourself don't want to study the Bible. If you study it yourself, you can ask him questions. You can throw him back into confusion. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay? Now, think about on the left-hand side. As I said before, anything on the left-hand side is no good. Okay? We better get rid of that. God's wrath. Let me read that to you. The wrath of God is being revealed. Wow. Take a look at that. Same as verse 17. And righteousness from God is also revealed. One is revealed. Another one is what? Is being revealed. But that's a difference, you know. Wesley, could you tell me the difference between is revealed and is being revealed? Can you tell me the difference? One is being revealed. One is revealed. Eh? Which one is past tense? Are you trying to pull my leg? One is past tense? I didn't say it was revealed. Come on, that guy. Are you trying to pull my leg? Which one is past tense? I didn't see any past tense there. My English wasn't, that's not my first language, man. You don't try to pull my leg, okay? Which one is past tense? I didn't see any past tense there. You know, there's a teacher there, okay? And Miriam is the teacher, okay? A righteousness from God is revealed. Is revealed, that means if I study the Old Testament, if I study the New Testament, if I get help from the Holy Spirit, if I get help from pastor, I fully understand the righteousness of God is revealed. I understand that. Because it's already in Old Testament and New Testament. It's revealed. As long as I read it, I know it. But it's being revealed, that means it's continue letting you know that. Do you know that lady? We have a mayor of the Toronto. That guy smoke marijuana, smoke crack cocaine, and do all kind of stuff to damage his own body. Do you see the wrath of God is being revealed into the mayor of Toronto? Do you see that? Do you see that? Do you see that Whitney Houston used to be going to the church to sing choir? But when she sings so well, then she sings for the whole world. Make a lot of money. And then she smoked crack cocaine too. You know what happened? Her daughter followed her footsteps. Isn't it being revealed to us that we can see that? That wrath of God is from heaven. You can keep doing what you're doing to damage your body, but God is going to reveal His wrath in your body. And we keep on seeing this kind of stuff. Brother and sister, don't ever smoke this kind of stuff, man. Unless you want to destroy your own life. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness. Godlessness, that means no Holy Spirit inside his body. The one who doesn't believe in God is a godless person. It's not a godly person. It's a godless person. God's wrath is being revealed against these kind of people and against the wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. The wrath of God fall upon those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Now, I want to explain to you in detail who received the wrath of God. First of all, godless person. Secondly, wicked people. Thirdly, who suppress the truth. You see, I don't believe in the truth. I don't believe in the Bible. You don't believe in the Bible, then you won't receive the righteousness from God. Because the righteousness of God is revealed in the truth, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. You see, you don't buy that, you don't get righteousness from God, you don't get righteousness from God, you don't get salvation from God. Verse 19, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. How did God make it plain? You write down 119. God make it plain to them, God telling them the truth. And Jesus Christ say, I am the truth. God revealed the truth to them in the Bible. But they suppressed the truth. Believe in the truth, you will have the righteousness from God, you have the salvation from God. They suppress it, they say, I don't believe in it. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. If God did not make it plain to them, they won't know it. How did God make it plain to them? Remember what I say? Deuteronomy 29, 29. You remember what Proverbs? 20 what? 25 too. If he did not make it plain to me, how can I understand? He make it plain to me, that's why it's plain to me. Okay? And then, what did he make plain to me? The truth. The truth, that means God's word. He made God's word plain to me. It used to be what? It used to be a secret, God mystery. Now he make it plain. If he didn't make it plain, I'm still. You know, you also write down 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 and 2. It used to be a mystery, but now it's make it plain to me. No more a mystery. If it's still a mystery, then you're in deep trouble. Right? All right. God not only make the truth plain to each and every one of us, so that we can receive salvation from God, we can receive righteousness from God. God also make creation plain to us. Because when you read the Bible, the first chapter of Genesis talk about the second chapter also talk about the creation of God. God is the creator. No other book tells us that God is the creator. No other book tells us that all things serve Him. All things created by Him. Nothing that you see, what is visible and invisible, nothing that you know is not created by Jesus Christ. That's written in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 2. Everything, through Him, for Him, and finally to Him. Then to Him be the glory forever and ever. Praise to our Lord Jesus Christ from this day on, forevermore. He make all things, He created all things, and He control all things. And He, in all things, He work for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. He is in control of everything. If the Bible don't tell us, how would I know? If you know, it's by your own imagination, because God reveal it, right? So in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, in Hebrews chapter 11, all this Bible tell me that God is the creator. Everything was created by Him, right? And yet people say, no, I don't buy creation. Wesley, do you buy creation now? Or you still believe in evolution? What do you believe now? Huh? I'm so confused. Eh? What you believing now? Huh? Still figuring out?
Oh man.
In the public school, is there such a practice? If the student doesn't understand, he can stay behind the class and then have a tutor. So I'm gonna make that happen. Okay, you're gonna stay behind. I'm gonna make you understand. All right. Okay, now keep going. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, that's talk about the truth, because God had made it plain. God make the truth plain to each and every one of us. In verse 20, for since the creations of the world, God's invisible quality, His eternal power, His divine nature, you write beside that, He said, invisible quality. What is God's invisible quality? No one has seen God. God is invisible. But His quality, like eternal power and divine nature, has been clearly seen, has been clearly revealed, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. But now, my dear friend Wesley, he tried to give me some excuse. You know, he didn't know that whether I should believe in evolution or I should believe in creation. Because I talk about two things. Power. I know your mommy bought a Mustang, right? It's a brand new car, right? Red in color, right? Did your mother need to fill up a gas tank in order to drive the car? Yes or no? Yes, okay. Now, why it is yes? Because you study physics. I don't know what kind of mark you get. But one thing I do know, an object will remain still unless there's external force applied to that object. In the same way, a car will remain still unless I put on fuel, gasoline into the engine and fire up the engine, the car will move. I know that. Fill up the tank with a $50 of gasoline, it won't run you for a year. It may run you for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month. That's all. And now I'm asking you a question. This earth is in suspension in the space. And this earth is revolving by itself. Every day, one turn is one day. And then revolving around the solar system, the sun, one big turn, and then it's 1 year. Who give the power? Who give the gasoline into that earth to move it? You or me? Who? If it's not by a person, that means his eternal power. We have no excuse to say that. Oh, the earth run by itself. It is obvious. And you still give yourself excuse, Wesley. You know what? You keep doing what you're doing. You keep believing you're believing. You're going to suffer pain. I can guarantee you. Okay? You still hasn't get out of that. That's really, really sad. You know what? You don't care less? If I were you, I would chase after Pastor John to make sure I get out of this trap. Because if you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, you will say, I believe in God creation. Because you have the evil spirit within your heart, so that's why I'm not so sure. You know what's the name of the Holy Spirit? The name of the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of Truth. You know what's the name of the evil spirit? The evil spirit name called the Spirit of Falsehood. Do you understand? What do you want to have within your heart? The Spirit of Truth or Spirit of Falsehood? Because the Bible clearly stated that you have no excuse. You say, oh, I don't see God. If there's a God, show it to me. He showed it to you already. He showed his divine power, divine nature, holy nature. You smoke crack cocaine, you're going to die at the age of 46. Some people die even earlier, like Whitney Houston's daughter. I think it's only 26, not 46. Whitney Houston left behind a rich inheritance, but she can't even enjoy the life because she's destroyed herself. Do you see that? Do you see the wrath of God from heaven against those who are wicked people? You want the wrath of God to be upon you? Oh, man. Do you want the wrath of God to be upon you? Or you want the righteousness of God to fall upon you? What do you want? So, what do you believe? You want to suppress the truth? Give excuse to God? God said there's no excuse because his divine nature has already been revealed. You see his divine nature. I know that the car cannot move. You know what? The reason why I can move? Because I had breakfast this morning. If I don't have breakfast, if I don't have any meal for 10 days, I don't think I can stand. I don't have the strength to stand. You understand? Don't deceive yourself, man. You have no excuse. I read that to you. You listen to me very carefully, okay? Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, what is God's invisible quality? Paul only mentioned two. His eternal power and his divine nature. God's invisible quality has been clearly seen. I see that. And being understood from what has been made so that men are without excuse. Oh, I can't say, oh, I don't see his eternal power. I see his eternal power. Do you see his eternal power? Do you see that? Now? Do you see it? Verse 21. For although they knew God, this word is spoken directly to Wesley. Although Wesley knew God, Wesley neither glorified God, glorified him as God, that him is Jesus Christ. They neither glorified Jesus Christ as God, nor gave thanks to Jesus Christ, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fool. Right beside they became fool, you write down Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt that they are vile, and there's no one who does good.
The Lord looked down from heaven on the Son of Man to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God, or have turned aside.
And they have together become corrupt, and there's no one who does good, not even one.
I used to be like that. When I look at it, I'm scared of it. I don't want to be a fool, because if being a fool in the society, I will have a lousy pay. I will do labor work. I want to be wise. I turn around.
I believe in what God said to me in His truth.
Keep on.
Although they knew God, they neither glorified Jesus Christ as God, nor gave thanks to Jesus Christ, for their thinking became futile and their foolish heart were darkened, although they claimed to be wise, but in reality they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and bird and animal and reptile.
Now I understand why people, they worship mortal man like Buddha. Why in Egypt, they worship a lion body, and then the head is a human head. What do you call it in English?
英文啊, 獅身人像? 英文有一個字的,
啊?
怎麼算啊? How to spell? S-P-H-I-N-S?
I-N-X.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know why they make that? They say, do you believe in God? I believe in God. What God? Splits. That's not God. They exchanged the immortal God to a mortal animal. That's not God. You know why they worship that? Because I don't believe in creation. I create my own thing. You know what? The moment you don't believe in creation, you're going to make all kind of foolish things, and you think this is God. That's the first step. And that's what I have done, and I'm not doing anymore. I used to believe in Buddha, now I don't believe in anymore. Why should I believe in a mortal man? He himself cannot save himself. I believe in an immortal God who lives forever and ever. He can save me. Because I have a clear mind, I have a sound mind. I'm not foolish. I used to be foolish.
And you keep on doing like that. You know what? You make sure, Wesley, you make sure stop playing computer game, start reading English Bible to improve your English. It's not funny to fail the English. You may not understand what I'm trying to say. By the time when you get a job, and then someone asks you to write a report, and you write a report with orders, at the same time, at that time, the computer breaks down, you say, Wesley, write me a report. And then with all the spelling wrong, you get fired. You mark that down in your Bible. You start reading the English now. All right? Don't use your imagination. I want to be a marine engineer. How can I be a marine engineer? Or biology or whatever. You don't even study. You understand? Do you understand? Listen to all these brothers and sisters. Listen to them. Because I don't want you to see you know what? I can predict. If you keep going like this, 10 years from now, I may not be able to see you. You know why I may not be able to see you? Because at this age, you are 17, right? 16? You are 16. By the time you are 26, you don't get a good job, all the other brothers and sisters get a good job, you're going to feel so shame, you're not going to come to the church. I guarantee you. unless you turn around and change. You may not use your thing. You may not use your thinking, your brain now. 10 years from now, you're going to use your brain. By that time, you're going to suffer pain.
I feel very sad, you know. I thought 3 years ago when I talked to you on the phone, are you using Psalm 14? I asked you, do you want to be a fool? You say, no, I don't want to be a fool. And you are still a fool. I feel I have a broken heart, you know. I feel very sad. I treat you as if you are my son. I feel very sad. And you come to this church, that means you're under my shepherd. And if you're not successful, that means I'm not successful. That means I fail you. You may not understand what I'm trying to say. You will understand later on. But I hope that you won't suffer that much pain when you understand that. Okay? Now keep going. When people have a confused mind, they exchange the glory of the immortal God for the images made to look like mortal man and bird and animal and reptile and splints, like splints, okay, and worship as if that's God. And they feel so proud. Say, this is the kind of God I believe. To me, this is a joke. Can he fly? He cannot fly. Can he walk? He cannot walk. And when I'm in trouble, how can you help me if you cannot even walk? I have to move you. I have to use machinery to move you. But wherever I put you, you're going to stay there. You need people to help you. How can you deliver me when I'm in trouble? And we don't use head to think. We use our head to play game. By the time when you wake up, you're going to be lost. Verse 24, if you keep doing like that, the Bible say that's very scary word. I want you to circle that. Verse 24, God gave them over. Don't allow God to give you over. If you keep doing what you're doing, and God gave them over in the sinful desire of their heart. Verse 26, because of this, God gave them over. Don't allow God to give you over. Verse 28, God gave them over. Three times. You know, when I see three times, just like the mayor of the New York City, and at that time, Mayor Giuliani, he's a lawyer, he said to all the criminals in New York, I catch you one, I let you go. I catch you twice, I let you go. I catch you three times, you're finished. So under his ruling, New York City is very safe. You allow God to give you over, you will be in deep, deep trouble. I tell you another scary word. I want you to turn to Psalm 106. Some words in the Bible are very scary. Psalm 106, verse 15. So God gave them what they asked for, but send a wasting disease upon them. That's scary. That's very, very scary. You say, wow, God gave it to me. Wow, it looked like it's a blessing. But God gave it to you and then send a wasting disease upon you. Then you are dead. So what, say Pastor John, what does it really mean? Do you remember? In the wilderness, the Israelites has no food to eat. And then they complain to Moses. And they ask for what? They ask for meat. And then God sent a lot of meat in their midst. The Bible say, while they are still eating, while the meat is still in their mouth, and God struck them down, and they are dead. Don't ask for a thing that's not in the scripture. Don't do that. That's the wrath of God come upon them. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. You know that. God is very kind to you because He let you see how the Lord bless your daddy and bless your mommy. You see that. And you still do your own thing. Verse 24, therefore God gave them over in the sinful desire of their heart to sexual impurity for the degrading of their body with one another. They commit adultery. You want to do it? God let you do it. Verse 25, they exchange the truth of God for a liar. They don't believe in the truth. Right beside verse 25, the truth of God. You write down, first of all, they suppress the truth. Verse 18. They suppress the truth, and now they don't want the truth, they exchange the truth for a liar. What does it mean by they exchange the truth for a liar? I want you to write that down. 23:26, Proverbs. Solomon is the wisest king in those days. He gives us this instruction. Buy the truth. Don't sell it, man. Buy it. 23:26. I'm sorry, 23:23. Buy the truth. Don't sell it. Right beside, don't sell it. You know what I mean by sell it? Sell it, that means I change the truth for something else. That's what I mean by sell it. They exchange the truth for a liar. They buy the lie, they sell the truth. The Bible say, buy the truth and don't sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. Our Heavenly Father, we know that the time is up. Have mercy on us. You know, we know that a lot of people, they come to the church, they don't buy the truth, they sell it. They exchange the truth for a liar. And then we are degrading our body. We're degrading our life until upon we suffer so much. Hopefully we turn around. Lord, I pray that you have mercy on us. We don't want to be like that. We don't really want to be like that. I pray that you help us. Hear my prayer. Have mercy on us. Every time when your servants speak your word, I pray that you send down the Holy Spirit. In those days when Peter preached the word, the Holy Spirit come down upon the family of Cornelius. And then they all understand your word. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.